We would like to offer some guidance for this period of sitting. Throughout this whole retreat, we'll be working with the ways that the body and the mind and the energies of our being all work together in movement toward freedom and release. And in particular, bringing awareness to the body. While the mind can be enormously helpful in helping us to understand aspects of our suffering, our constriction, the mind actually can't help us release. Or rather, it's not the source of the release. So we cultivate an ability to rest awareness in the experience of the body, very directly and very simply and very kindly. Just as a tree can withstand all sorts of energies, drought and wind and snow and rain and hail and all sorts of things, if it's deeply grounded, deeply rooted, so too we cultivate the ability to rest awareness deeply rooted in this body and this body's experience, releasing over and over again the thoughts and the mental fabrications that will carry us away. So we would like to offer a guided meditation, bringing awareness directly to the body and the body's experience of this moment. So take a moment and gather a sense of generally how the body is just now. Is it awake? Tired? Achy? Foggy? How is it? See if it's possible to allow awareness to know the experience of the body, releasing any judgment. See if it's possible to release, well, I said any judgment, to release even a bit of judgment. Maybe a lot, but maybe just a tiny bit. Any ideas that the mind has about how the body is supposed to be this morning? What would be better? See if it's possible to release those and simply rest in a kind awareness of, oh, this is how it is just now. And allowing awareness to rest inside the body, moving, directing awareness down into the feet, feeling into the inside of the feet. Letting awareness know what sensations are available to you as you rest awareness right there inside the feet. Is there tingling, movement, itching, warmth, cool? Is there any sense of heaviness or lightness? Any sense of wetness or stickiness? Look to see if you can feel into the inside of each of the toes. Maybe yes, maybe no. No judgment. No judgment. As we will through the whole course of this week, the invitation is into curiosity. Allow yourself to be curious. What's it like when I rest awareness inside the feet? What do I notice? How is it just now? Sometimes when we rest awareness in the body, and especially as we move through the different parts of the body, sometimes there's an area of the body, sometimes even the whole body, that seems kind of empty or numb or blank. It's really hard to find experience, almost as though that part of the body was missing. Sort of like when we go into a movie theater and the movie has already begun and we know it's already begun and we know there's something there, but we stand in the doorway and we can't see anything. It's just dark or blank or empty. So just as in a movie theater, if you find that there's a place in the body that seems blank or empty that way, or numb, or whatever, see if it's possible to simply rest awareness right there at the doorway. When we're in our bodies and we find that sort of blankness, the temptation actually is to flee or to judge. And see if it's possible to release those inclinations. Simply resting awareness at the doorway. Similarly, we release any ideas about how perfect or complete or thorough our experience is supposed to be. As much as we can, allowing ourselves to know the experience simply directly as it is. How is it inside the feet and the toes just now? Does it change? Does it stay the same? How is it? moving awareness up into the ankles and into the inside of the lower part of the legs, the shins and the calves. What sensations are available to you there? Heaviness or lightness, maybe contact with the floor or the cushion. Tingling, buzzing, aching. Warmth, cool, wetness, stickiness. What do you notice as you simply rest awareness lightly the way a butterfly might rest on one of those flowers outside? You rest awareness right there inside the lower part of the legs. What do you notice? Sometimes when we do a body meditation like this, there can be a great deal of aversion that arises. Certainly that was the case for me when I first started doing this. I hated it. Simply an index for me of how difficult it was for me to simply rest awareness in my body. Another version of that are the times that I would just fall asleep or miss whole sections of my body. So if that should happen, be very kind. Be very kind. Simply resting awareness at the doorway. Waking up whenever we wake up, coming back. It's like this just now. This is how it is. Maybe pleasant, maybe not so pleasant, maybe interesting, maybe quite a challenge. Different for each of us. Different for each of us. See if you might allow the experience to simply be what it is. Bringing awareness to the insides of the knees and the upper part of the legs, the thighs. What sensations are available to you there? What do you notice? Moving awareness inside the body up into the sit bones, and the hips. The lower part of the back. The belly. The genitals. Finding the breath in the belly. Letting sensations, the physical sense of this embodied moment, knowing it, it's like this just now. Moving awareness through the inside of the body into the middle section of the torso, the area of the kidneys, the middle back, the diaphragm, the liver, stomach area. Knowing the sensations, simply knowing the presence of physical sensation as it arises and passes away in this middle part of the torso. Nothing to do, not even necessary to name it exactly in words, unless that's helpful. But there's nothing to do, there's nothing to fix or change. Awareness simply resting lightly, knowing experience. It's like this just now. Moving awareness through the inside of the body to the upper part of the torso, the upper back, rib cage, the lungs and heart area. Finding the breath inside the upper part of this torso. How is it just now? Letting it be known. It's like this. of the awareness to the shoulders and down into the arms, the upper arms, the inside of the elbows, the forearms, the lower arms, the hands and fingers. See if it's possible to feel into the inside of each of the 10 fingers. Can it be known not just conceptually, but directly in the experience? This is how they each feel. Moving awareness back up through the arms to the neck area and the shoulders. Feeling into them inside. Bringing awareness very gently to the inside of the head. Finding the breath as it moves into the head. But let awareness not be limited to just the breath. What other sensations are available to you there? Is there heaviness or lightness, warmth or cool? Movement, tingling, itching, gurgling, stickiness, wetness, dryness. Rest awareness inside the head with curiosity and kindness. With curiosity and kindness. What do you notice? How is it for you? Just now. And now once again, resting awareness inside this whole body sitting. And I'll release the formal guidance and simply invite you to continue with the practice in whatever way is interesting to you, perhaps allowing sensations to call you from wherever they do, knee, fingers, nose, arising and then passing away. Or there might be a particular area of the body that's especially interesting in some way, either because it's maybe missing, seems to be missing, or because there's sort of a lot going on there. And you might decide to rest your awareness right there. Again, like at the doorway of a movie theater. Resting awareness inside the body, but not requiring or demanding. Opening to receive. How is it just now? What do I notice? How is it just now? In this body, this moment. if there's any place in the body with which you find yourself struggling. Where the mind maybe has some opinion that it should be otherwise. I have a hip that my mind has opinions about. You might experiment, if you are so inclined, with maybe just moving your hand to that place in the body as a way of saying, I see you. I'm aware of you. I know you're there. Bringing a quality of warmth or kindness to that awareness. See if it's possible to soften that struggle a little bit. And if that's not possible, if the struggle is just there, then let awareness rest with the struggle itself. Include that in awareness. Oh, it's like this just now.